We had an incident yesterday where one of our convoys, having done a monitoring visit to a detention center in Suriname, in western Libya, west of Tripoli, came under attack from a roadside group. There was a total of 14 people in the convoy. Seven of our staff ended up being detained to some extent locally. They were happily returned to Tripoli on an airplane provided by the Government of National Accord last night. We've had one casualty in the sense that one of our drivers received a shrapnel injury in his leg, but he is being treated now in Tripoli as well.
So let's just talk about that attack. What do you know exactly of it? You talk about shrapnel, but the convoy was attacked with what?
Just to say that at this stage, we have not yet fully debriefed the staff who were involved. What I can say is that one of our armored vehicles was hit by an RPG, and there was also some small arms. But more than that, at this stage, I think I would prefer not to comment too much on detail.
Yes, and how common is this kind of incident specifically targeting the UN?
First of all, we have not ascertained that it is a targeting of the UN. You know, the indications we have at the moment in terms of the statements made by local groups and by other militia groups is that they are suggesting that this is the work of individuals rather than a target on a UN convoy per se. And I think we need to be very careful until we have full view of what actually happened before stating that it was a target on the UN. But for us as UN, we have not had a similar situation for a long time.
So it won't affect the way that you go about your work and your mandate in Libya, which is a really comprehensive political, human rights, transitional justice. Maybe you could give me a bit more detail about what you're doing right now in Libya, given that instability is so widespread.
Yes, I mean, I would like to sort of start by saying that the UN remains fully committed to supporting the Libyan people, both in terms of the political context, but also in terms of providing humanitarian assistance, of supporting stabilization and recovery, and help supporting generally Libya to move forward from the current situation of, in many ways, fragmentation and the challenge, the economic challenges to moving forward so that Libyans can benefit from the full potential of their country. So what happened yesterday has in no way changed our commitment and our resolve to continue to work alongside the people of Libya.
Can I just ask you about the work that the convoy was doing? You said that there were two human rights workers there and they'd been visiting a detention centre. In fact, that's what we hear a lot about, news of people smugglers and illegal detention centres. How much does that impact on your work in Libya as part of UNSMIL, the United Nations Support Mission in Libya?
The particular mission yesterday was actually very interesting because it was a joint UNSMIL-IOM mission that was visiting one of the detention centres for migrant workers where there had been allegations of abuse against women held in the detention centre. And this was done in full collaboration with the Tripoli authorities as well. You have to understand that the service base and the institutional base in Libya has been pretty shaken, but one of the biggest trigger of the humanitarian situation in Libya is actually the economy and the breakdown of the economy. And there's a large agenda which is very comprehensive and very integrated, if I may use the word, to work together with the Libyans to rebuild Libya and essentially to support a solution which comes from within Libya and which is sustainable.